Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi. I'm here in our booth on the Lido with Evelyn Regner. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Vice President of the European Parliament and responsible of the Lux Audience Award, which is the main reason you're here with us, because we are helping the Lux Audience Award since ages. Fred is one of the partners. So it's always fun and interesting to talk every day to see how this award is growing and which motivations are getting like more every year more important. So the Lux Audience Award is this award that is given to movies that then we receive a very capillary distribution in Europe, and with subtitles in all the European Union languages. So how is the situation now, and which could be the development of this award?
Hi, good afternoon. So,
good afternoon.
United in diversity. So the Lux Audience Award is really at the heart of European identity.
Absolutely.
So culture, films, this is really something that touches emotionally everybody far more than we just talk about another directive we have decided in European Parliament. So I think this is really also about Europe and what Europeans look like and do and what Europe is about. The Lux Audience Award, I mean, it developed because now we at this European Parliament are working together with the European Film Academy, so somehow it's getting larger, and also the procedure has a little bit changed because I mean, it's the second edition where we are not only voting as members of the European Parliament, but also the audience, and therefore we have the largest jury, I would say, in the world, because every European who is going to the cinema watching one of those great movies is invited to become a jury member and vote.
And actually, the philosophy behind all this is, as you say, is to unite and to make Europe like a whole country, not just a part of single countries, which in this specific historical moment is very, very important. It's a huge sign.
More than ever. And when you look at Ukraine and energy prices and oil prices going up like hell and all that, then you see, okay, what's it about? And so somehow you really come to the heart of the people. I mean, I think of these stories, of this poem of Paul Éluard, who Liberté, which is for me really always a motivation also about films, though it's a poem. At the end of the Second World War, when the airplanes were flying over France and the soldiers sitting there in the airplanes were throwing down the leaflets with this poem, Liberté. And so somehow a poem can touch you more to be strong, to fight for the good values, to fight for democracy, to be against the tyrant, in this case the Nazism. So somehow that's exactly the moment also of European film being so important. Film corporations all over to give strength to people just facing all those challenges.
Yeah, and more of art, as you said, poetry, cinema, art in general is a tool that is opening minds and is opening and changing perception of things.
Of course.
So it's very nice. It's very useful that every single country knows how another country can feel, because you know. We are always focusing on our own problems, of course, but cinema needs gives us the opportunity to open our eyes and see more. And the reason why this award was created, do you think is still valid in terms that it needs to be implemented, like we are saying? So the fact that the award is growing every year goes towards like becoming stronger and having more.
Of course, we need the prize. Of course, we need the Lux Award. It strengthens. I mean, it's good. I mean, as message as such, great movies, great films, and also trying to to support the cinemas in Europe with this brand of a European award, but also strengthening on the other side democracy. So the European Parliament as such, the European institutions as such, we have a House of History, of European History, and this was something that was always the far right, the anti-Europeans, didn't want at all that this comes into existence. Mm-hmm. And then you also have the anti-Europeans who say, what is this European film? They say, there is only an Italian film, there is only a Swedish film. But no, look at the film productions today. We have the most fantastic combination. So you have a Swedish film cooperation with Turkish and Northern Macedonia. So also going across the borders of the European Union. Yeah. So it's fantastic too. And so it's strengthening each other, and therefore we have to integrate it.
I mean, there cannot be any kind of national cinema without the co-production.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly. So. And then the fact that cultural mix is a plus, you know, it's not a problem. Yeah, of course. And I think that also, I mean, what do you think about the fact that the cinema is always telling us life with a little bit in advance than when we can actually live it, in terms that we have
it is. I know what you're talking about. I mean, of course, we have dystopias. I mean, sometimes there are stories told where we think, oh God, something like this never ever should happen, can happen. But of course, we always have to think about all options that exist. It's about dreams, what we are dreaming of in a good sense, a world that looks like this or another. It's what we see right now. It's a lot about gender problems, identities. And I think here the cinema, normally in the films, also are always one, two, three steps ahead of us.
Oh, yeah.
And this always in a creative way. So somehow
it's weird how cinema can feel the changes before the changes actually are widespread happening.
Yes.
This is and thanks to thanks to an award like the Lux Award, those movies can be distributed more, and the message, if we can say so.
Yes,
it can be widespread.
And it's also about, I mean, I think we also should and will and must look into the future. So how to attract young people, how to include them, what's their way of watching. So somehow this interaction, and we are talking a lot with directors and actors, this interaction between those who produce and act and direct films and those who are the audience. So I think the Lux Film Award is also an excellent tool somehow to integrate more young people in schools. Of course, we have to work on a lot of audiences, how to get into contact with more retired, so simply to make more tailor-made approaches on communities.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Evelyn Regner from the European Parliament and responsible of the Lux Award. Thank you for being with us. Angelo Acerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
So, bye-bye. Thank you, Angelo.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.